This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
If it's enemy in week four, what does he say in week five and week six? Never mind year two or three.
Right.
I guess talking about vermin, I wonder what other language
well, we have
can use.
Scum has already been out there. Scum and disgusting and, yeah.
It is poisonous. I mean, it's poisonous behavior to be injecting this into the body politic day after day, especially the word enemy, which is especially severe. What it's doing is it's infecting the mind, suggesting that the press is against, literally what he's saying, against the American people.
But to
not
whom?
All the press, but only whom? Five news outlets, including CNN.
Yeah.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Trump gave a, how should I put this? Was it a speech? Was it a rally over the weekend in Melbourne, Florida? A campaign-style rally. Want to talk about that. And also, the president continues his war on the media, saying that the press is the enemy of the people. And, of course, typically, and as if on cue, the media freaks out about it. The media, and I have to say this, is indeed, the enemy of the people. The media has for a long time now become nothing more than propagandists. I mean, I've been saying this for literally years. And so finally we have a president that's now calling out the media. And let me just say this, too. Because it is becoming increasingly apparent as every day goes by that you can tell the good guys from the bad guys very, very easily now. As I have said throughout the last 18 months or so, the one thing that Donald Trump has been able to do very succinctly, very clearly, has been to expose everyone. Everyone. And so, of course, now the media is pissed off because Donald Trump has exposed them. He exposed them throughout the media, continues to expose them as being the buffoons that they are. And I would also add further that it's not just the media that is the enemy of the people. It is also many people that are within the Republican Party. Case in point, you have any number of media people, quote unquote, conservatives that just keep showing their ass. By the way, to anyone out there listening, happy President's Day. Today is President's Day. But, of course, the media, what are they doing? They are highlighting that there is not my President's Day protest going on all over the country. Interestingly enough, there was, I don't know if people noticed this, there was a, the other day there was a there was a big protest, and I was somewhat aware of it. But I don't think anybody ever noticed it was a day without immigrants day. Did you see this? I think it was last week. I don't know even what day it was, Thursday or Friday. Day without immigrants day. Did anybody even notice it? There were some media reports that, in fact, a lot of people were fired, the ones that didn't show up for work for a day without immigrants day. A day without immigrants day. No one even noticed the day without immigrants day unless you're, you know, on MSNBC. Then you might have noticed it. Also, I want to talk about this before I get into the media. Did you see over the weekend this event that Donald Trump went to Melbourne, Florida? And I have to say, the optics of him. Now, look, throughout the campaign, Donald Trump stole the show, i.e. the optic war that was out there. Because when he landed at an airport with his plane with the Trump logo embossed on the side, it was a very powerful image. That no one else had, frankly. But to see Saturday, the president roll up on the tarmac, land Air Force One to a waiting gathering, the throng of supporters. It was quite a sight to see, really, honestly, because, again, optics, a lot of times optics are everything. And to see Donald Trump, who is now, of course, the president, to see the president of the United States, Donald Trump, roll up in Air Force One, it completely changed everything, completely changed the optics, where as powerful as it was during the campaign to see Trump roll up in the Trump plane, to see him now, and I was really struck by it, and I was really taken by that imagery over the weekend as I saw. In fact, I said to someone, I said, look at this, look at the optics of this and how powerful this is. He had landed in Melbourne, Florida. At the airport. And again, to see this image of Air Force One roll up, and you could just kind of see the sun was setting. It was a golden light. It was right around dusk, right before dusk. He steps off the plane. Oh, not only that. Melania. So, Donald steps off with Melania, right? And it was hilarious because as he gets off the plane, he's holding on to one of his hats, one of the red hats, the Make America Great hat. And I noticed he comes out sans tie, by the way. He's just got the open collar white shirt. He waves to the crowd. Him and Melania come down the stairs onto the tarmac. And I think Trump was kind of waiting to see if it was going to be windy or not, if he's going to have to wear the hat, because I think he hates wearing that. He hates wearing that. So as he started to go into the, into where the crowd was, I think he realized it wasn't going to be windy, so he just threw the hat to someone in the crowd. But Melania, him and Melania came, bounding down the stairs, and she introduced him, and I got to tell you, well, I'm going to tell you what happened. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
beginning to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk... By the shaking bed. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run on them to the average of C.
Jack Spermie. Why, pig? She's a skeezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So the media, of course, is freaking out because they've been called out. But it's not just the media who are the enemy of the people. It is also people that are entrenched within Washington that have been there for decades. Not only is it these faceless bureaucrats who have been in Washington for decades, it is also the media that is that are firmly entrenched and have been for decades as well. And the fact that there are certain media voices that aren't given, shall we say, the time of day. And they keep putting on basically these haters. I would argue that there are many people that are enemies of the people now. And they're very easy to pick out. Actually, it's much easier than ever now. It's much easier than ever. And you know who they are. We all know who they are. Whether it's Charles Krautheimer or Jenna Goldberg or Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol has been now reduced to being on MSNBC. He's on MSNBC all the time. Bill Kristol. All these guys. I mean, why am I listening to, for instance, David Brooks? Here's a great example. David Brooks was on yesterday with, was on Meet the Press. By the way, who the hell is David Brooks? Why has he been anointed by the New York Times as the conservative voice? He doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent you. He doesn't represent anybody except for the political establishment. He represents the political establishment, frankly, of both parties. And it's becoming very, very clear. And whether those individuals, again, are Republicans or Democrats, you know who they are. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, you know exactly who they are. So, of course, Trump goes there and he says, the media is not just the enemy of me, it's the enemy of the American people. So I want to go back to Saturday and this rally in Melbourne, Florida. So Melania basically comes out to introduce President Trump. First Lady Melania Trump comes out. And the first thing she does, it was really amazing. She gets up and she says the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Et cetera, et cetera. And I got to tell you, as I watched it, I was like, oh my goodness. She's going there. And of course, the media was, apoplectic about the fact that here was Melania Trump getting up and reciting the Lord's Prayer. And then she introduces Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, I even got a little misty-eyed as I watched it. Really, honestly. And the crowd went, of course, crazy. In fact, there's an article in the Washington Post. I'm going to get to this in a minute. That Trump supporters see a successful president and are frustrated with critics who don't. There is, again, such a divide, really. And it's, I think, a divide that is perpetuated, fostered, and fed by the mainstream media, by the establishment of both parties, because of the fact that Donald Trump is going after globalism. Look, this is a bigger deal than I think people realize. In fact, John McCain was just in Munich over the weekend, where he's got this conference that he gives every year, which basically is the globalist conference. And he even admitted over the weekend that globalism is being threatened by Donald Trump. Yeah, exactly. He is threatening globalism. And these people are running scared. That's what's going on here. The fact is that is Donald Trump is threatening all these globalists, and they're on the run. It is not preposterous to say that these people want one world government, one world order, one world currency, open borders. That's what these people talk about when they talk about one world order. Understand that. Because Donald Trump threatens the globalist crowd. And you are going to see, I mean, there are reports now that Le Pen in France is actually leading now in recent polls. You have Angela Merkel, who I have no doubt will be gone soon. They are in Britain talking about a orderly exit to the EU, Brexit. And they're not going to go down quietly. They have too much invested in this. They've got years and years and years invested in this. People like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, they're on the wrong side of history. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. So the Not My President's Day protests drew the less than a dozen people across from the White House. Yes. And by the way, it is a beautiful day today in D.C. It's close to 70 degrees, and the best they could do was attract about a dozen people, literally right across the street from the White House in Lafayette Park. I guess it's just too nice of a day. Remember, if you're protesting and it's a really, really, really nice day, then these protesters have something better to do. And if it is a nasty day and the weather isn't very good, or if it's cold, or if it rains, then they're out too. You have to have, it's got to be really kind of in between really nice and really bad for the, I guess, for the protesters to show up. Not My President's Day. So over the weekend, of course, you know, Trump gives this, let's just follow here the events that led up to, of course, Trump doing this, this rally in Melbourne, Florida. Okay, you had, of course, the greatest press conference ever, which was on a Thursday, and then, and of course, over the weekend, you had, as usual, the media freaking out about the press conference and the fact that Trump doubles down and says the enemy is the press and they are the enemy of the American people. And, of course, they freak out. Okay. And I knew when I was going to watch the Sunday shows what was going to happen. So David Brooks now. By the way, I got to tell you, these people, I just, who listens to these people, honestly? And I'm talking about now Republicans, okay, that have infected the media, have infected Washington, and are part of the swamp. David Brooks is a perfect example of the swamp, okay? He's, of course, the columnist for the New York Times. So listen to David Brooks talking about, and this is on Meet the Press on Sunday. I want you to listen to some of these comments here, okay? Talking about Donald Trump and how...
Welcome back. Panel is here. Hugh Hewitt, host on the Salem Radio Network. Former Democratic Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Maryland. She's been on an RV tour, so she took a break. Amy Walter, national editor of the Cook Political Report, and David Brooks, columnist for the New York Times. Welcome all. David, I'm going to start with you. Two columns this week that you had were headlined, "How Should One Resist the Trump Administration?" That was a Valentine's Day. "What a Failed Trump Administration Looks Like." That's pretty declarative and 30 days.
Enemy of the people. I'm an enemy of the people. You know, my fear of the administration as it's shaken out so far is not that it's incipient fascism. It's that it's anarchy. There are 696 appointed jobs that require Senate confirmation, and the Trump administration hasn't come up with names for 692 of them. And so there's nobody home in the government. The civil service has basically opted out because they've been offended by Trump. The court system has given themselves permission to block every Trump initiative because they've been attacked by Trump. The intelligence community is some sort of disarray or disaffection. To lead, you actually need to lead a government. And the government has gone AWOL. And so in one of those columns, I liken him to Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise at the command deck, pushing the pretty buttons, but they're not attached to anything. And I've been in touch with a lot of foreign officials this week. They're noticing, and they're afraid of a weak United States.
You know, Hugh, you and I talked earlier this week.
Oh, so the Trump administration is not incipient fascism. It is anarchy. And David Brooks is complaining about the administration and how all these people within Washington, the infrastructure of Washington, is basically going against Trump. That is why they all need to be fired. It's already happening. You had Rex Tillerson over there at the State Department already starting to get rid of people. They have already started the purge within the White House. See, people have to understand this, that there are holdovers that are in D.C. From administration to administration to administration, they stay there. That is the swamp. That is exactly the swamp. And they are... part of the apparatus of not only the government, but the media and all the quote-unquote conservatives that live in D.C. They're not conservative. All right? It's like, remember during the election, everybody... talked about how, oh, Donald Trump is not a conservative. Oh, I'm the most conservative. I'm the most conservative. No, you're not. Somehow, if you call yourself a conservative, you become a conservative. What is conservatism anyway? In fact, that's something that I am going to I'm going to talk about this week, later on the week, because I'm actually going to I'm going to be at CPAC this week. And that's the theme that I want to address. What exactly is conservatism? Okay? What is it? What does it mean to be conservative now? Does it mean you're for one world order? Does it mean you're for open borders? Does it mean you're for trade deals that don't benefit the American worker? I've said this for the longest time. Because if that's your conservatism, I don't want it. In fact, voters rejected that. And the media and those within Washington still don't quite understand what's going on. And I got to tell you, I don't think they're ever going to. Because what does it mean to be conservative? And Donald Trump is absolutely correct when he says that the media now is the enemy of the American people. I'm sorry, but they are. And they have been for a long time. And you can be offended all you want. But for 8 years, the media did nothing, nothing but lick Obama's boots. That's all they did. That's all they did. They never challenged him. They never did anything. Even when he shut them down. When he shut down the free press. Didn't do a thing. They didn't care. We'll be right back. Go for it.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spots that I'm known to rock. You hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off out. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. There's an article in the Washington Post today. Trump supporters see a successful president and are frustrated with critics who don't. There is, I got to tell you, there is such a disconnect. And this article talks about those people in Melbourne at the a rally. Many of President Donald Trump's most dedicated supporters, a sort who waited for hours during the weekend for his first post-inauguration campaign rally, said their lives changed on election night. Suddenly, they felt like their views were actually respected and in the majority. But less than 1 month into Trump's term, many of his supporters say that once again they feel under attack. They don't understand why major media outlets don't see the same successful administration that they have been cheering on. And they're increasingly frustrated that Democrats and some Republicans are too slow to approve some of the president's nominees and too quick to protest his utterance. They're stonewalling everything that he's doing because they're just being babies about it, said Patricia Milani, 56, who attended her third Trump rally on Saturday. All the loudmouths, they need to let it go. Let it go, shut their mouths, and let the man do what he's got to do. We all shut our mouths when Obama got in the second time around. So, okay, that's what needs to be done. She went on to blame the fake media stories about the president. I got to tell you, this goes right to the fact that Trump has gone there and has called out the media, and the media is all pissed off about it. But there is really two different views here, and that is the view of the establishment within Washington, the view of the mainstream media, and the view of the people that support Donald Trump. But the media would have us believe that the vast majority of the people in this country are against Donald Trump. They would have you believe that somehow his winning was an anomaly. Well, he won fair and square. And so they still don't want to acknowledge that, and so they're going to attempt to do what it is they do. Case in point, Fareed Zakaria on his show on Sunday. I want you to listen to his opening monologue, okay? And the disconnect between his reality and the reality of the Trump voter, okay? Because it's very apparent as you hear him rambling, saying that Trump hasn't done anything. Listen.
But first, here's my take. Let's say you are a Trump voter, the kind we often hear about, an honest, hardworking American who put up with Donald Trump's unusual behavior because you wanted a president who would stop playing Washington's political games, bring a businessman's obsession with action and results, and focus on the economy. How's that working out for you?
Awesome.
The first few weeks of the Trump administration have been an illustration of that line from the writer Alfred Montaubert. Do not confuse motion with progress. A rocking horse keeps moving, but does not make any progress. We are witnessing a rocking horse presidency in which everyone is jerking back and forth furiously, and yet there is no forward movement. Since winning the election, Donald Trump has dominated the news nearly every day. He has picked fights with the media, making a series of bizarre, mostly false claims about the magnitude of his victory, the size of his inauguration crowd, the weather that day, the numbers of illegally cast ballots, among many other issues. Now,
so let me just stop there. So Fareed Zakaria is parroting the talking points of the mainstream media. The fact is that Donald Trump has done, I mean, think about it. He's okayed the two pipelines, okay? The Dakota pipeline as well as I can't think of the name right now. Anyway, it'll come to me in a second. He has moved on immigration. He has gone and started a dialogue with foreign leaders. He has met with Shinzo Abe. He has met with the Prime Minister of England. He has met with the Prime Minister and leader of Israel. He's done pretty much. But according to Fareed Zakaria, he's done absolutely nothing. And I could go on and on.
He's embroiled in a controversy about ties to Russia. But in the midst of it all, what has he actually done?
I just told you what he did, dum-dum. See, this is how the media views Donald Trump. And, by the way, everyone else.
Hardly anything. This week, Trump said at a news conference, there's never been a presidency that's done so much in such a short period of time. Matthew Iglesias of Vox observes that at this point in his presidency, President Obama had signed into law an almost $1 trillion stimulus bill to revive the economy, extended health insurance.
By the way, how did that work out?
To 4 million children, and made it easier to challenge discriminatory labor practices. Iglesias notes that the Trump White House has not even begun serious discussions with Congress on major legislation. Trump has issued a series of executive orders with great fanfare, though fewer than Obama at this point, but they're mostly hot air. Lofty proclamations that direct some agency to review a law, report back to him, consider some action, or reaffirm some long-standing practice. His one order that did something, the temporary travel ban, was so poorly conceived and phrased that it got stuck in the court system and will have to be redone. But what about plans to reindustrialize the Midwest, bring back jobs, revive the coal and steel industries?
All right. That's what we're going to get. That's what we're going to get. That's the media. And that's what we're going to get for the next 4 to 8 years. You're going to get that. And the reason why I say 4 to 8 is because I'm hoping that after 4 they're going to figure it out. But I doubt it. They are the opposition. Make no mistake about it. They're the opposition. Trump is 100% right when he says they're the opposition. And he points them as the foil here. They are the enemy of the American people. There is no question about it that the mainstream media is the enemy. I don't care what you say. Now, they can continue to do what they do. It's fine. But all they're doing is making fools of themselves by continuing this. Because we know better. It's not that hard to figure out. Again, you've been exposed. You've been exposed, Fareed Zakaria. By the way, this is a guy who was at the White House almost every day. He's part of the shadow government. In fact, I would argue that the media now is part of the shadow government of the Obama holdovers. And it's not just holdovers. I mean, they are actively waging war against our president. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.